So I just got done listening to the live stream for Kanye's new album, which, by the way, I think was amazing. And let me just get into why I think it's amazing and why I see a lot of people are knocking it down. And I think that it's something that we come to expect from Kanye always, is that he's gonna make something different from the last thing. Now, this is way different from A Life of Pablo, but it's still similar. And it's similar to a lot of his albums. And I think what he definitely did with this album is he came up with a way to culminate all of the tracks from all his previous albums. There's a lot of soul in there that we can get from Late Registration, Graduation, College Dropout, and then there's also a lot of the industrial type sounds in there that we have from Yeezus and some tracks on Life of Pablo. And I think overall, it's a great album. It's definitely written by somebody who's had a lot of experiences trying to be married, raising a child, and all of this different stuff that the lyrics talk about, which I'm gonna do a breakdown probably for it once I listen to the track again, since I hasn't come on Spotify as of yet, and that's where I listen to most of my music. So I'm definitely gonna be giving another listen and trying to figure out exactly what he's saying. But in the sound wise and from what I heard, I definitely love it. I think it's something that is going to be something I get, because when Yeezus came out, I was definitely somebody, when I first heard it the first time, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I gave it another chance and I was like, okay. And now I think Yeezus is one of my favorite albums from Kanye West, and it's up there with Graduation, which is always my number one, and then My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and then it's definitely Yeezus. Now, do I think, like, if we're gonna compare these albums, which I don't think we should, but if we're comparing them, I always think that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is his masterpiece that he has yet to, like, overcome in terms of what I think that album was as a whole. This album, Yay, I think is great, and I'm excited to see exactly what comes out of this music video-wise and all of this. The Kid Cudi song he had, I think, was amazing, so I can't wait for their album, which I think comes out next week. So we're gonna get a lot of Yay in the next month or so. So definitely good summer. I'm excited for more, and yeah, anyways, what do you think about Yay's album? Do you hate it? Do you love it? What do you think after, like, his explanation? He gives some explanation as to his erratic behavior and stuff as of late, and I think it's great that he did that, so I'm excited to hear what you think. Let me know in the comments below. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. I'll be doing more breakdowns throughout the weekend, depending on the what I find and all that good stuff. I'll also have a Hereditary review tomorrow. I just saw it right now, like an hour or two ago. So all that good stuff's coming to the channel. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. I'll talk more music as well. All that good stuff. Give us a bit of thumbs up, share, like. I'll see you next time. Stay positive.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.